Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Tim Harrison, who's head of wealth management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's the end of the bank holiday weekend. The sun is shining. The markets look buoyant. Theresa May's got herself into a bit of a muddle. We've got the FOMC later on in the week, so there's a lot going on.
What's your favourite? I mean, I suppose BP is the low-hanging fruit at the moment.
Well, you've had BP and Aberdeen both report this morning, and both, one might say, were a slight surprise. BP obviously benefiting on the back of cost-cutting, very aggressive cost-cutting in previous quarters. So they're up a couple of percent this morning. Obviously, oil, you know, if we do see oil stabilise or continue to move forward, then that's only going to be a benefit for them. I see that they are doing a lot of small deals around the space, a bit of consolidation. So it does look a very good macro play, long-term, one would suggest. And the other one, as I say, is Aberdeen. Obviously, they've announced the deal with Standard Life. But again, this morning, they've announced that outflows, inflows have been a positive figure, or less than disastrous, which is another positive sign. So a couple of FTSE heavyweights this morning have pushed the market slightly higher. Obviously, as I say, we're looking towards later on in the week with the FOMC rate decision and see if there's any nuggets in there.
Right. I mean, we had the first 100 days of Trump, and I think he had a fight with a journalist, which is what you'd expect. But, I mean, you've got both politicians, I mean, you've got Theresa May and Donald Trump. I mean, they're looking rather wobbly, but the markets don't really care about that.
Well, I think from a figurehead point of view, both are looking less strong than they have been or were. Donald Trump seems to be picking fights with everyone and anyone, and it would appear that everyone's seeming to poke at Theresa May and whether or not she is going to remain Prime Minister, and the snap election, whether or not it's been cracked up to be. It would appear that the Eurozone is starting to turn their crosshairs on her. To see if there is any signs of weakness, and you know, you could see that the markets and also the currencies react accordingly.
So I think the Eurozone is looking very strong indeed. I mean, the economy's stabilised. You've got the technocrats there in charge. You've got Juncker sober, apparently. I mean, the EU looks like the strong place in the world now, doesn't it?
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that the data and everything has sort of settled down. Obviously, in the on the periphery, you have also got Greece and where they're going, which, you know, normally you would expect a lot more noise around their situation. But I think that the key at the moment is Brexit and Theresa May and the Eurozone and the stability there. I think it's good for the markets en masse that there is nothing really that is causing too much of a shock. Again, you've got a lot of infighting and poking across the globe, which is just sort of maintaining the boredom trade, which is just the market grinding higher. As I've always said, caution should be the word of the week, word of the month. But the market at the moment seems relatively stable. There's some good figures coming out. We've got some big names in the US coming out during the week as well, the likes of Apple. And as I say, the key to watch will be the FOMC. Whether or not they choose to raise rates, I would suggest not. Again, it's going to be an interesting week.
But that's the thing. I mean, you've got companies like Apple who just remind us how strong corporates are. I think they've got more cash in the bank than Canada and the UK combined, or something. There's some silly statistic like that. So, you know, these companies are now bigger than countries, and it's how they're doing which drags everything higher.
Well, that's an interesting point of view, and I think Apple have several hundred million sat in offshore bank accounts, which they are just waiting, one would suggest, for Trump to announce his tax deal, which will allow them to bring the cash back. Over the last couple of years, they have given back $200 billion to shareholders. I think they've got more than that in cash in the bank. So it's a case of the microeconomy, the individual companies across the globe. You know, there are many that are doing very, very well, the likes of Amazon, the likes of Apple, the tech names in the US, the real heavyweights are sort of maintaining pretty strong growth. And again, with all that cash, one would suggest that there are a lot of opportunity there for acquisition.
Right, and any final stocks to watch in the UK that you're...
Well, the only two to really watch out for this week are two of my old favourites, Rolls-Royce and Next. Obviously, Next had a bit of a wobble with their last update. Again, with Rolls-Royce, they is the turnaround from Warren East really starting to gather momentum from a Chartist point of view. I think it looks quite interesting from a valuation point. If you do see a strong update later on in the week, then you could see them push back to the highs of last year and maybe further.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments, thanks for coming in today.